Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Rescuers have found 12 teenage boys and their soccer coach who have been trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than a week. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The governor of Thailand's Chiang Rai province says all 12 boys and their coach are safe and alive. But he adds the operation isn't over as rescue divers try to extract them from the partially flooded cave. The cave complex has been a tourist attraction, stretching for 6 miles with an impressive and easily walkable entrance. But it's a string of narrow passageways connecting wide chambers and known to flood during Thailand's rainy season. That starts in June, and a heavy storm trapped the boys and their coach after they entered 10 days ago. The boys range in age from 11 to 16, and their coach is 25. I'm Ben Thomas.
A mayor in the Philippines known for parading suspected drug dealers in public was shot and killed Monday. Panicked employees with the city of Tanuan, located south of Manila, ran for cover after Mayor Antonio Halili was hit in the chest by a single gunshot as he was leading the workers in the national anthem during an outside flag-raising ceremony. The shooter has not been found. Halili gained notoriety for making drug suspects undergo a walk of shame through the streets of his city and compared his actions to President Rodrigo Duterte's brutal crackdown on illicit drug trafficking. Spain's Maritime Service says it has rescued another 109 people from the Mediterranean Sea. They were trying to reach the country's southern coast from North Africa. The number of people reaching Europe by the so-called Western Mediterranean land and sea route to Spain has surpassed the number arriving in Italy by boat this year. This is VOA News. The European Union has sent a long letter to the U.S. Commerce Department warning the United States that President Trump's threat to impose a 20% tariff on imported European cars would seriously hurt the U.S. economy. The letter also said it would invite retaliatory levies on up to $294 billion in U.S. exports. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told CNBC it was, quote, premature to say whether Trump will go ahead with the tariff increase. The Senate's top Democrat is trying to convince the American public to oppose an anti-abortion Supreme Court nominee. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he'll announce his high court pick next Monday, and as he considers candidates, Chuck Schumer's making an unusually direct appeal to voters. Writing in the New York Times, they should pressure senators to oppose any ideological nominee who would oppose abortion rights and be likely to help overturn Roe v. Wade. Republican Susan Collins yesterday said she would vote against a nominee whom she believed would toss out the Roe decision that legalized abortion. Meantime, officials here are setting up a war room for the selection and confirmation process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A group of lawyers in Uganda are challenging the legality of a controversial social media tax that took effect Sunday. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
A group of Ugandan lawyers led by Kiza Aaron asked the Constitutional Court Monday to throw out the government's new tax for accessing social media. They argue that it limits freedom of expression and assembly online.
This tax is not meant to generate revenue. This tax is meant to clamp down on free expression. It is meant to inhibit political organization online.
The new tax will cost each social media user about $2 per month. It targets social media platforms such as WhatsApp, Twitter, Viber, Facebook, and Instagram, among others. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The top story of the hour, 12 teenage soccer players and their adult coach, trapped in a flooded Thailand cave for 9 days, have been found safe. A team of elite Thai Navy divers announced that they had reached a critical passage in the flooded cave complex earlier Monday. Reporters outside the cave applauded when rescuers said the boys had been found. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.